Take an inhale in through your nose and hold your breath at the top for just a moment. Slowly exhale out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Inhale through your nose, fill your belly, ribs, and chest, and hold your breath at the top. Slowly exhale through your mouth. And let's do that one more time. Inhale, fill up, and hold at the top. Now slowly exhale through your mouth and let it go. Now return to the natural rhythm of your breath. How did it feel to hold your breath, pause, and be still for a few moments? We live in a wildly fast-paced world. The hurried energy in which our body has become accustomed to has pressured your brain to live in the same expedited energy. We are always going, going, going. It has become the norm to simultaneously act and think within the same moment. Because of this, you rarely take the time to resist the fast-paced lifestyle you have become accustomed to. We don't stop and simply notice how our thoughts, feelings, and actions impact not only ourselves, but the world around us. The question then arises, how do I break the cycle of this fast-paced lifestyle in which I've grown accustomed to? Your answer, practicing the pause. The pause, capital T, capital P, is a gift that comes from learning to practice mindfulness. It teaches the importance of slowing down the rapidly moving flow of energy that occurs between your brain and your body. When you choose to practice the pause, you begin to cultivate awareness around the connection between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. The pause allows you to transition from a state of reaction to a state of response. It allows you time and space to check in with yourself, to gather your thoughts, and to move forward from a place of calm and understanding. When you choose to practice the pause in your day-to-day life, you simply give yourself an opportunity to check in and acknowledge what is truly going on inside of you. By giving yourself the practice of the pause, you become empowered to choose your actions with intention. This allows you to communicate with others in a more effective and considerate manner. Thus, this often diffuses tension and misunderstanding. Consider a moment in your life where you spoke or acted in a way in which you later regretted. If you would have chosen to practice the pause in this situation, would the outcome have felt more pleasant? You always have the choice to consciously practice the pause. It can be as simply as counting to five before you speak, or taking a conscious inhale and exhale. Maybe with a hold in between to remind yourself that you are practicing the pause. let's practice the pause one more time together through our breath. Inhale through your nose, fill your belly, ribs, and chest. Pause. Hold your breath at the top. Open mouth, exhale, let it go. Inhale through your nose, fill the air in your belly. Pause. Exhale through your mouth. And one more time. Inhale through your nose, fill up, pause, exhale, let it go. Practicing the pause is that simple. Allow yourself a little space. Breathe. Be present in the moment. Take a check-in with yourself and truly understand what you're feeling. When you're ready, but not before, begin to bring yourself back to the present moment. Allow your body any small movements that feel right. And when you're ready, but not before, blink open your eyes and smile.